Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
It's a good morning, isn't it? Oh, it really is. Me, I'm just... My morning, after seeing the salvations, I'm done. Yeah, it's good for me. Yeah, that is it, isn't it? That's what it is. So, last week, we started a new series called... My voice is a little bit like my cousins. I have a cousin here. I have relatives here. I don't know if when I'm not here, they tell you that they are related to me. My voice is like for my cousin Huskies this morning. Hi, Husky. because, yeah, we made a lot of noise in Mokono during the awakening weekend. But last week, we started a series called Discipleship, the Dominant Strategy. And this morning, I was just thinking, someone might be wondering, the dominant strategy for what, you know? Like, for doing what? But it is the dominant strategy for kingdom advancement. Yes. As a disciple of Jesus, I know that you're looking for, how do I advance the kingdom? How do I change my neighborhood? How do I transform lives? And discipleship is it. It's the dominant strategy for kingdom advancement. It's the dominant strategy for community transformation. I know that in Worship Harvest, we have so many people doing community initiatives, you know, on their own, maybe part of NGOs, maybe part of businesses. And it's really discipleship, right? Discipleship is the dominant strategy. And on Sunday last week, Pastor Blessed Ivan was here and he labored in the word just to show us the vision for discipleship and the why of discipleship. And I'm hoping that he left you convinced and persuaded that discipleship is indeed the dominant strategy. Am I right? Yeah? He left you persuaded. And so today I'm just going to be looking at the how of discipleship. Now that you are convinced that, yeah, actually I should be making disciples. How many of us here are already mission or community shepherds or zonal pastors? Yeah, you know, some of us already are. Some of us are huddle leaders and, you know, we are thinking about starting mission or communities. Some of us had the story by the amazing Reloaded this morning and you're like, I think I could do that. When they told you that they're actually professionals going about their daily work and daily business, like they didn't stop their lives to make disciples. It's something that you do as you go. And so you're considering making disciples. You're thinking about it, but maybe you're a little bit stuck on the how. Yeah? And that's what we're going to be looking at today. I hope this particular location is as noisy as the one I come from. Yeah? Because... just I'm that preacher who just likes to hear noises. So that I know that they didn't bring mannequins into the room. Yeah, like I'm jazzing and you're also jazzing back. You click. Yeah, that's what I want. I send greetings to all the locations that are tuned in right now. Some of the locations are broadcasting the sermon. And I especially just send greetings to the location pastors. And thank you so much for laboring in the word. Thank you for discipling God's people. I also send greetings to the hosting center coordinators who are working to grow those hosting centers into church plants. Thank you for going out on mission. The people are clapping here as if they are the ones who are going out. Please, let's clap if we are clapping. Thank you so much for going out and doing the work of God. So, we're going to be looking specifically at Luke 6 from chapter 12, from verse 12 to 19. And why we're looking at that is because we're looking at the chief discipler, Jesus. Okay? And what we're going to do is we're just going to see the patterns and rhythms that make an effective discipler. He's giving us the example of discipleship. We're looking at his life and seeing, okay, as a discipler, what are my key activities? What are my key rhythms? How do I really effectively make a disciple? Are you ready for that? Are you interested in that? All right, we're going to read together Luke 6, 12 to 19. Let's read. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor, that will not be you. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. And I'm ready to receive the incorruptible word of God. Amen. Yes, you are. You are good soil and you're going to bear much, much fruit. So we see from that text that there were three key rhythms. You could call them relationships that Jesus had or that Jesus focused on. Okay? And as disciples of Jesus, as Papa Blesso shared with us last week, Apostle said to him that the single most important thing you will ever do with your life is do what? Make disciples, okay? So that's not up for debate. But the how of making a disciple. A disciple is a pupil, someone learning after another. We are disciples of Christ, okay? We make the decision to be followers of Christ, to learn after him. The interesting thing, though, is that Christ is in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. And on earth, we have humans. Okay? Who are the ones now tasked with teaching us, okay? Modeling for us so that they are the ones we are learning after. As they learn after another person, all of us following Christ, right? This is the slow part, the foundation part. I'm just making sure we're on the same page, right? Now, we're going to learn from Jesus how he did this thing. But before we go there, I need to let you know that the scripture we looked at last week, Matthew 28, says that make disciples. I'm saying this because there are some people who already have switched off because we know it. We know that scripture. We even say it in what? Luke 6:12, what? But the disciples, me, I even called them for garage. They didn't even come. So how what? Last time they one told me they'll be online. About what? My MC report, I handed it in yesterday. We had this number out of this number. So already there are so many frustrations. Okay? But I need to let you know that this thing I'm going to share actually works. One, it works. Okay? How do I know it works? I'm here teaching you. Yes, I didn't fall from the sky. Someone made me. Oh, yes. I'm sure. Timothy Jonathan, behave yourself back there. I didn't fall from the sky. Someone made me. Okay? I joined Worship Harvest in 2012. I was in my second year. Okay? I did not want to be a pastor. Well, 2012. Yeah, you see. Pastor Ibnu. You're trying to calculate my age. I joined Worship Harvest in 2012. I was a university student. Okay? I joined the worship team. Yeah? With some friends here. I joined the worship team. I did not want to be a pastor, okay? Let alone be a missional shepherd. Like some people, I don't know if they're the ones at the back, in the middle, or on the sides. I don't know, okay? I don't know. Or up. I don't know if they're the ones up there. I didn't want. It took someone else walking with me and first of all, making me desire it. Okay? And after I desired it, then I was willing to learn from them and copy and imitate and follow. Discipleship is not a one-off. But when they tell us discipleship, but me, I called the people even at home. They told us do invitation challenge. I called them at home. We had lunch, but still the next month they didn't go for the frontier. You're pretending. I'm saying you're looking straight ahead so that no one knows it's you. I joined in 2012. Isn't it? How many years have passed? 11 years. And my discipler is still having to push my head and send messages to me in capital letters because of you. Yeah, I'm saying it's a process. I was encouraging someone yesterday and I said I discipled the first church plant we had. I discipled the person for 5 years before they planted a church or even wanted. And a month before planting, they said, Pastor, I think choose the other people because now for me. A month before, we've already set that date. And I had to sit with the person and we talk again. And I remind them why and what. 5 years. Are you seeing? Are you understanding? You know, sometimes you can see someone and you're like, Mama, I like this one. For them, they have good disciples. They didn't buy good disciples. They made them. Yes. You get someone who's totally on a different agenda and you make them. You make them. You understand? Yeah, no one is buying disciples anywhere. If there was a mall selling disciples, I'm just saying, I would be the first one to make purchases of disciples. You understand? Like if someone could drop us a pin, we would go there and buy disciples. Disciples are made and they are made over time. Because you know what? I'm starting with this. This is the preamble so that your heart is open to, so that you're not carrying the things that disciple you sent a strong message today. You're even thinking of taking them off the group. That which even people who have got some disciples. Like you're seeing this MC which is big, you're like, era mama Pastor Kathy, for her she even has that big MC. But it took time. Pastor Kathy was telling me, time. I have a disciple called Pastor Silas Kalule. His MC had 4 people for a year. Pastor Silas, he had been in our gang. You know, you expect something of people who have been in gang. They have worked closely with you. How about demo gang? You've been on the worship team. Every space where I'm discipling. You understand? Watch it go and divide the corner some disciples. Sorry, we're international. At least call you, But Pastor Silas had 4 people in his missional community. And do you know those 4 people? Him, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's friend, and that friend's friend. For a year. Call the neighbors. You're a pharmacist. Pastor Silas in Chisoka, they call him Musawa. I'm like, you're a pharmacist. Okay, use that. The people who come to buy medicine, tell them on Wednesday come back. We have a meeting. Oh, yes. Time. It takes time. takes time, but that same person who had just four people in his missional community has a church with land and a building. Over what? He has strategic church partners. Somebody I had gone to the other church over to do what? Hey! Big man in the community. Married. Hey! Time. 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 Long, long time. I'm sure Apostle is watching this and he's like, hey, the time I've taken with Roxana, like the investment I'm making in this person. You understand? But one day, you see a full reward. You start seeing small, small rewards. Because, you know, like Pastor Silas, he became a cohort shepherd. He started leading a zone. He became the garage leader. Huh? Progress, progress. He led a hosting center. He's leading a location. Soon he will plant many churches and lead a cluster. He will lead a network. All that is going to happen with a process of time. And I'm here to show you the things you must do while time is passing. Which again, eh? You're not just going to be like, anyway, what's going to be a time? Okay? Yeah, there are things you must do. Like, time is not just passing. You're doing something and some things in that time. Now, the scripture has shown us that Jesus, Luke 6:12, went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Relationship with the Father is your primary role as a discipler. Which Father am I talking about? I'm talking about God the Father. I have to clarify all things. I'm talking about God the Father. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. Jesus was praying, Pastor Kathy, Jesus, all night. Jesus was banging all-nighters. Banging just means doing. Jesus was having all-nighters. Luke 5:16 shows us the prayer life of Jesus. Luke 5:16 says, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Have you seen the often? Often. It's often once every. No, it's often, okay? Matthew 14:23 shows us that. And when, let's read together. Is this the church where we read together? All right, let's do it. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. He had multitudes, like people had come to be healed. What? It's after the service, you know. He sends them away so that he can spend time with the Father. The priority of a minister is time with the Father. Father is equal to source. You understand? There are many important things that you're going to do as a minister. You're going to visit people. You're going to make care calls. You'll rebuke people. You'll teach people. You'll go for their kwanjulas. You'll do all those things. But I want you to know that your primary responsibility, which no one else is going to do for you, which you cannot delegate, is prayer. When I say you can't delegate, you understand that kind of thing, eh? Yeah, like when you're at home and you have five house managers. You have five house managers. Because you live in a mansion. And then they all have teams. The outdoor team, the indoor team, the meals team, the children's team. Yeah, and like that. See, you can delegate everything. Like you can just enter the house and someone is just taking off your coat and your shoes. You sit in a chair. They massage your feet. And what? They bring the meals, you press a button and all that. They clean the bedroom and all that. But when you are married, having delegated all things is something you can't delegate. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 Some people are having serious faces. I know they are married, but their faces are so serious. I don't know if they want to scare me. I will not be afraid. Let me go back behind here. Kubanga, want to be. There are things you cannot delegate when you're married. You can't be like, excuse me, house manager 3, help me have a conversation with my husband. while I rest. House manager 5, help me make babies with my husband while I... You understand? Huh? Are you clicking? Is it too much? Do you think they're going to chase me? They'll tell me not to come back. What is happening? It's okay. Okay. In that relationship, a marriage, that relationship cannot be delegated. And the activities surrounding that relationship cannot be delegated. Just as in your relationship with God, as a discipler, that relationship cannot be delegated. And the activities in your relationship with God cannot be delegated. Prayer, reading the word, listening to sermons. You can't gather your disciples and tell them, help me listen to this up more teaching. You'll discuss for me. The things we used to do in school, I won't be there for that lecture, but you guys, you'll discuss for me. No. Discuss for me the other sermon. No. You have to, it's your ears that have to listen. It's your eyes that have to read. It's you who has to get that solitary time. Now you can be like, but it's busy. Even my zonal pastor was calling me. Me, I didn't get an opportunity to pray. And then after that, no, please. Please. It's your responsibility. Because the Father is the source. You're making disciples of who? Understand? Whose disciples are these? We're making disciples of the Lord Jesus. So we cannot be disconnected from Him. I have some friends here. Banana and friends. Let me give you an illustration. Banana and friends. Hey, I like the band. These are my friends. Banana and friends. Okay, so I want to just give us an illustration. Okay. Okay. Is everyone able to see? Are you nervous? You're fine, eh? Okay. Are we ready for an illustration? So this person here, Banana, say hi.
Hi.
Okay. So Banana over here is running a company. Okay. What's the name of your company?
Banana Flour.
What a name. Yes, we like it. But the flour is not made of bananas. Okay. Banana Flour, and she's running a wholesale entity. And what's your name, sir?
Kalunji Andrew.
Andrew? Okay, Andrew is running a company. What's the name of your company?
Home-baked.
We like home-baked, don't we? And these are the customers, okay? So, Andrew over here goes to Banana Flour to buy flour. Because home-baked is making stuff like cookies, scones, buns. Huh? They need flour. Yeah, don't bargain now. Let's have it. Yeah. So home baked starts doing the baking, isn't it? And then the customers come. Make your orders, buy the stuff. Yeah. Okay. Purchasing. That's enough. Dr. Kasanene said wheat isn't so good. Pola. Yeah, that's enough. Okay. So you can tell that Mr. Retailer over here does not have anything to give the customers if he's not getting this product over here, isn't it? Hmm? Are you understanding? Because everything he's selling is made of flour. Are you seeing? He gets the flour, he makes all those nice home-baked goodies. I love the buns specifically. He makes them and then the customers come to buy. Now let's imagine that Mr. Andrew over there, Mr. Home-Baked, decides, I don't even like that Gondi Fla person. In fact, I've decided I'm not even buying Fla. Actually, I don't have time to buy Fla. Yeah, today I'm so busy with customers. Eh? I'm busy running my missional community. I don't have time to pray. We have to go for Frontier. I can't make time to pray. Oh, I have many, many, many visitations. When will I get time to pray? In fact, I'll pray as I drive because I haven't had time to do my quiet time. What is a Bible? Who is a Bible? I'm busy. Busy baking. Baking so, 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 so much. Do we have any people who are busy baking, baking? MC, shepherds, zonal pastors, doing, doing, so, so, so much doing. That you're like, I don't have time to get the flour. So the person is disconnected from the wholesaler. But the customers are still coming. Because MC happens every week. Because garage happens every Sunday for location pastors, right? So the people are still coming. You see, when you get disconnected, it's not obvious at first. Because remember, you had stock, isn't it? You had stock. You didn't buy one car package. So that day you stop connecting, it's not the day all of us are going to find out that you stopped. Are you understanding? You're using the stuff which is in the store. The prayers you were praying in 2022. That listening to the Abmo challenge you did in 2022. Yeah, it's what you're running on. But when the customers keep coming, you see, like right now what I'm doing, I'm pouring out. Now I can't now go and just be there. You understand? Using what you have stored, then the customers come. Now customers come. Go to the place. There is no flour. There are no cookies. What's happening? What's happening? Thank you, team. Thank you, Banana and Friends. Are you understanding? I've spent more time on this specific point because you click. It's like driving a car. You see the elders, Pastor Stephen and Pastor Kathy Hamia, were in Mukono this week. And they were coming all the way from this side, by the way, every day coming to minister in Mukono. Now I'm imagining they get, like, they are driving Thursday morning, come back Thursday night, Friday morning, come back, and they decide, Pastor Stephen, it's so early, and about what? About we'll be late, let's go. This is Pastor Kathy speaking. Let's not stop, we can't be late, they come, they go back, it's night time, we have to rest, because in the morning we're going. And then they don't fuel that car up to Saturday morning. Then they are driving. They reach Namave. The car stops. Because it has no fuel. I see. Who's understanding? Who? No one is confused. Is it confusing? All I'm saying is, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Oh yes. And when a branch is disconnected, those leaves remain green. They remain green. It's until after some time that you start seeing them browning a bit. It can start from up, it can start from down. It's not really like dry. You don't really know that someone is disconnected. So you can be here and you're disconnected, but you're like, but I'm calling you out and I'm saying that if you want to make disciples effectively, and I know that you do, the thing that's going to be like oil on a door that has been squeaking, that thing that causes smooth movement, is your time with God. Like you have to cut away and say, they want me the other side, the phone is what? The phone is in airplane mode, I am praying. You understand? Oh yes. Prayer requires time. Studying the word requires time. And all of us are so busy and so active. But I'm saying, make it fast. First prayer. Can we say that? First prayer. Can we say that again? First prayer. And I want you to remember it and use it practically. Because sometimes I'm in situations where, like, a thing is needed immediately. I have to do something. And I have to stop myself and say, fast prayer. Let me go and pray. What am I talking about to God as I'm praying? I'm worshiping Him. I'm remembering my identity. I didn't call myself. This is not my ministry. This is the Lord's ministry. I'm a steward. He has gone before me. I don't have to be anxious for this person. Apostle said to us sometime, there are conversations you're having with your disciples when all you should be doing is praying for them. They are not listening. This and this is happening. All that stuff. In the prayer room, worship, supplications, petitions, repentance. Surely not today. I didn't behave so well. I shouldn't have done that. Lord, help my heart. All that stuff in the prayer room. Oh, yes. You're going to be a healthy minister. You're also going to be a healthy businessman. You're also going to be a healthy mother. What? Those things of going around the house, ministry, tutuala, wichi, kogama, otukeka, no one wants, you reach home. No one wants to talk to you. You also don't want to talk to anyone. If there is a cat, you're kicking it. Prayer. Anyway. Because the people the other side are looking at me like I'm saying, of course we are praying. Who's kicking any cat? Me, I'm not even frustrated about anything. I don't even, as we're having a smooth run, my MC already has 50 people. I'm just looking for spaces to bath. My zone is growing. I'm planting 2 zones next week. I'm sorry. I just assumed that maybe you're facing some challenges in making disciples, and I wanted to show you how you can do it effectively. Umuntu navayo. And you can really see them and say, that is a disciple I made. Understand? Yeah, because you can be saying, I'm making disciples, but where are they and what are they doing? People are coming for your MC. It doesn't mean you're making disciples, my friend. Oh, yes, there must be fruit. I must be able to see how I know this is a disciple I have made. They are doing a thing I am doing. Or they have advanced from this level and they're making disciples. If people are coming to your MC every week, the same people for a year, 2 years, 3 years, are you making disciples? Hello, our friends online. I know that people online are responding so much. But let me talk to my brothers and sisters in Nalia. You see, I was in Nalia. This was my church. I used to attend this church. I used to sit like over there because there was a wall here. I used to sit like on that side. Enjoying. My neighbors were Pastor Sam Chisa and Pastor Deno and Pastor Evelyn. We used to sit near each other. We're all on the worship team. Oh, yes. We were never going to leave this church. This is our home church. I tell you, leave. Go where? We were so happy. Worship team. Oh, God, our worship team was so close, you people, eh? I don't know about worship teams somewhere else. But we would meet and have barbecue and jazz and spend afternoons together. You people. So close. Loving each other so much. Oh, yeah, we are here in this church. Being on a worship team without disciples is useless. It's you. I want to go near the worship team. Right. See, man. Being on the guest experience team when you're not making disciples is useless. Okay? I'll stop here and then say the words I'm going to say. Running a business when you're not making disciples is useless. There must be people. There must be a multiplication. Okay? There must be a teaching happening. There must be that sort of interaction happening. Are we understanding? Understanding? You can't be in that same MC for 1 year. No. What are you doing there? What are you doing in that MC? Drinking tea and eating popcorn. Okay? Gathering people to eat food in your house and you switch on the TV for them to watch MC live is not making disciples. That's not making disciples. How do I know? You gather the same people every week for a year. So I know you're not making disciples. Oh, yes. You know you have made a disciple when they have stepped out to make disciples. When you have children, okay, I have a niece called Namatovu, my namesake, in this house. When Namatovu grows up, imagine Namatovu in your house at 50. Would you be happy as a parent? Far from you. So don't be happy as a parent. Because being a disciple is being a parent. Don't be happy that your child is there. Oh, mommy, they're like this. Me, my people. No. Because remember, when the person leaves, they don't stop being your child. Am I attending Worship Harvest Nalia? No. I don't attend here. I'm leading in Mukono Central. Does that make me not be Apostle Moses' spiritual daughter? No. The person is still your disciple. Okay? Pastor Silas is not the garage manager at Mukono Central. He's leading a church, but he's my disciple. Are you understanding? Don't be afraid to release people. The Zono Pastor is telling you, let's birth this MC. My people, Joka, I've spent so much time on them. Joka, now they are taking them from me. I have disciples who are not even in my cluster. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They are pastors elsewhere. It doesn't matter. Because what are we doing? Kingdom business of making disciples. We are not collecting people to like us, to eat ice cream with, and eat barbecue with, and say, for me, my database is growing so much. No. You understanding? Okay. So I'm speaking to you as a discipler. Okay? Okay? Because anyway, Simani. First time guest, I'm not usually the one here. I'm speaking to you as a disciple because you have a call to make disciples. We are a movement of what? So don't stop at the gospel. You understand? Don't stop at we are a movement of the gospel. Don't stop at we are a movement of the what? We are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. Now that gospel part is that up part I told you about. Where you're going to the Father to remind yourself that you have been called by grace. It's not because you're amazing. It's not because you're lovely. It's not because you're the most qualified people person. Me, I have people person, what, traits, skills. My emotional intelligence is so much. God will call you, and God is calling you even today. What? Me, I had a bad temper. What? I don't like speaking to people. God is calling you. Okay? And every time you're in a place of prayer and the word, you're being transformed into his image. Every time you show up for garage and MC live and in your discipleship huddles, you're being transformed, okay? Because you have a human discipler here, right? You have a relationship with God, but God has given you a human overseer. So you're monitoring those two relationships and making sure that the gospel part, yes. Now the discipleship part. We are together. Relationship with the disciples. You notice that after Jesus had spent that whole night in prayer, that's verse 13. When it was day, let's read together. He called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. And they show us their names and their nicknames. You understand? So there was a group and Jesus called out. This is this whole place. This is garage, right? Your MC has been small for so long. Talk to other people. Ask them, are you in a missional community? Talk to the person who do, guys have a connect desk? What's up? Yeah. Talk to the person and be like, are there any people from? Don't just wait for messages. This person, connect with them. No. You take the initiative and ask, did any people come from Balwa today? I would like to invite people into my missional community. You understand? Okay. So after calling them out, and they can't be your disciples if you can't name them. Julius, the other one, the tall one. Julius, what is his second name? No, he's not Julius, he's James. No. Okay. So after you have gathered them, the part of discipleship is that being with them. Okay. Mark, I think it's the version in Mark that says, he called out 12 so that they may be with him, and then he sent them out. So the in part is them being with you, their discipler. Please don't be mysterious. No one knows where you are when you are. Check it out. Yeah. We only see you Sunday in the service, and we see you on Wednesday at your home. And we can't come enter your house if you're not inside. You know, like, you're late and all of us are sitting on your veranda waiting for you to open. You can't even give any of the other disciples, have the key, I'll be late, open, make the tea. No one knows the kitchen, but we attend your MC. We come and we just sit there somewhere in a square, never to go anywhere else. Anyway, see money. Me, I'm just saying, discipleship requires regular scheduled interaction. Discipleship is not an MC meeting. Other than that, your family, do you see your family on that one family reunion? On when there is a meeting? After garage, go out, wali wali wa caramel, go and eat some nice things. Yes, interact. Have some non-agendarized meetings. You're just sitting there. Do you know your disciples' stories? What is their salvation story? How did they join Worship Harvest? It's life on life. You understand? It's life on life. My disciples know my parents. I know their parents. I've been to their homes. For some, I've even been to their village homes. You understand? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As a parent, you need scheduled and frequent interaction. Are you saying the word frequent? Now, I told you that discipleship takes time, but I've also observed that someone can be with you for 10 years and not change at all. Because while there is the passage of time with them having a named disciple, they are not actually having that intimate interaction with you. You understand? They are the disciple on your list. I'm talking especially to, you know, missional community shepherds, location pastors. They are on the list, but, and it's both ways, you know. As a discipler, you seek them out. But as a disciple, also you seek out your discipler. Because to disciple effectively, you need to be being discipled effectively. Being in your disciple's space for discipleship to pass on. So we know that Jesus literally lived all his life, at least the 3 years that he had disciples with them. We see him in John and James's house. We see him going to heal Simon Peter's mom, right? Staying there, we see him visiting Lazarus, Mary, Martha. We see him in their lives. And that's the second rhythm you need to take care of. You say, but I see them every week. But you're seeing them just for the meeting. And even after the meeting, you're like, okay, bye, you guys. Good night, good night. I have to sleep. I'm waking up early. Someone is laughing on the side. I think they have I won't look there. Jesus was with them. They saw him crying over Lazarus. He was with them in the stormy boat. People will go through storms. Are you with them in those times? Weddings, funerals. Apostle taught us this thing years back. He said, just be with people in their highest and lowest moments. Oh, yes. At the birth of a child, at a wedding, you know. They are getting married. I remember Pastor Paul and myself, when we said we were going to get married, and Apostle and Rev Ma took us out. Metroplex, there. You remember that food court? Is it still there? No, it closed. We went there, had lunch, and they asked us questions. Some of them embarrassing. Some of them nice. We ate food. They talked to us about marriage. You understand? They were not the ones doing our pre-marriage course. You're like, hey, no, in the church, this other person who does the pre-marital counseling, yeah, go, and they counsel you. Anyway, you guys are looking. Anyway, yes, if I... Apostle told me to come here. Yes, that's where... This is where he told me to come. So, If you're giving me bad looks. The last relationship is the relationship with the world. I've looked at two relationships so far. Relationship with the Father, which is up. Relationship with your disciples, which needs to be real and genuine and frequent interaction and real life on life. And then relationship with the world. Because we've been called to be light to the world, not to the light. You haven't been called to be light to the light. You're not supposed to be just here inside this place. You have a world around you. My husband likes to say to me, for God so loved the world. Not for God so loved the church that he came for the church. No, there was a world, the world. And there are people who need to join the same family. And in Worship Harvest, we know that as missional communities, which is really our basic family unit, that we go out weekly to evangelize. We go out minimum monthly to reach out to our frontier. I have a young girl called Martha Joy. She joined Worship Harvest Mkono Central in 2021. She was expecting. She was 17, maybe. She was expecting, and she was depressed. She would come to church wearing black. The same black dress you people every Sunday. She would come, and then she would go to the guest experience table, like behind there. The registration table, and sleep. Can you imagine? Someone coming to your service every Sunday, and she would come, stay awake for like up to like the second song, then go and sleep. She was super depressed. Long story short, Martha Joy joins a missional community. Okay? She's saved. She's now, you know, believing in Jesus. And that should have been enough because Martha Joy has interacted with the gospel, isn't it? But she didn't stop there. She started missional communities. She started two children MCs. That's Martha Joy going into the inn. Having come down from the mountain, Jesus called people to himself. So Martha Joy did not just receive the grace of God, but decided that it's going to be multiplied by me gathering more around me to teach them and model for them the Christ life. Now she could have stopped there, but they proceeded to the out. Martha Joy lives in a prison. She's not a prisoner, as she likes to say. But her mother serves in the prison, Kauga Prison. So she gathered these two kids, MCs, and they reached out in that prison. First to the prison families. This 17-year-old girl, right? They gave out milk, eggs, prayed for people. People got healed. People got healed. With these two kids, 11, what, that age? And 2 weeks ago, they got permission to preach to the prisoners. And 95 people received salvation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm saying, all this has happened in a space of like 13 months. From when she came, I won't tell you to ask your neighbor when they joined this church. And I won't tell you to ask your neighbor their age. I'm giving you a story so that you can know what is possible. Okay? That this thing actually works. It's so simple. Mint, there's a song. Isn't there a song? There's a song. Up in a. That's the way to go. Up in out. Multiply the mission. Up in out. That's the way to go. Up in out. Multiply the
with actions.
Up in out. That's the way to go. Up in out. Multiply the mission. Up in out. That's right. That's the way to go. Up in out. Multiply the mission. Mission, mission. It's like a three-legged stool, okay? And it's how Worship Harvest is designed. That's why we say that thing, gospel, discipleship, mission, in case you've been wondering. It's really the up in out rhythms. And the church is doing them corporately. But I need you to do them as an individual as well. to spend time with our Father. Relationship, take care of that relationship. Be present to Him. And then spend time with your disciples. Be present to them. Really parent them. Be patient with them. Teach them. Rebuke them. Take them with you when you're going for missions, you know? And then lastly, out. Now, if you have people, gospel app, in, we are without disciples, but not going out for frontier, then you have a social club. Which is what I was talking about when I was talking about our dope worship team. It was like a social club. We would pray together, we would eat together. Play together also, full stop. No, we're not like, not everyone was like leading a missional committee. MC, what? Mm. Up plus out, which is, you're talking to God, you're going out on mission, but you're not in a discipleship space. Your disciple is looking for you, and your disciples are also confused. Then that's a chaotic thing happening in your life because you don't have any accountability, right? Up, no. In plus out is Kano. It's like an NGO. You're together. As we are together, we even go out on missions. We even started our small community-based organization. You don't show up for Garage. You don't show up for MC Live. You're not planning to come at Leaders Camp night. Then, sorry, did I say something wrong? Yeah. So you need all three, up, in, and out, to make disciples. This is the way that Jesus lived with his disciples. And as followers of Jesus, we are called to have similar rhythms in our lives to effectively make disciples. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you talk to God and give thanks to God that the entrance of this word has brought you light? Give thanks to God. Yes. The Lord sends us his word to give us answers, to give us light, to give us direction, to correct us, to instruct us, to encourage us. I don't know what the word has done for you. I don't know if you've received some instruction. I don't know if you've received some correction. I don't know if you've received encouragement. Whatever it is, just talk to God even now in your own words and give him thanks. Yes, this word is going to bear fruit in your life. It will not be stolen from you. It's going to go deep down and bear much fruit. It's going to bear much fruit and you will see it. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for these words. We thank you for instructing us. We thank you for reminding us. We thank you for the hope that we have received to not give up. If you've been a discipler and you wanted to give up on some people, receive hope, receive encouragement. Don't give up on them yet. Don't give up on them yet. Your discipler also did not give up on you. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace toward us. Thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're in this place. Thank you for this word. Thank you that we're going to act on it. We will not just be hearers of the word. We will not just be receiving the word and hardening our hearts. But our hearts are soft ground. Our hearts have been rid of weeds and stones and all manner of thorns. And we're going to act on this word. We thank you that your spirit even now is giving us specific instruction on prayer. Your spirit is encouraging us to actually show up for that 5 a.m. prayer in our zones and in our missional communities. To utilize the prayer room which we have right here. I pray that everyone online, you're also praying where you are and giving thanks and receiving instruction from the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, we pray 5 a.m. prayer. You can make it a goal to pray at least 10 hours a week, 1 hour every day, and one day where you have an extended time of prayer. Give it to God. Everything by prayer. Fast prayer. Yeah? Amen. And even as I speak about that, the rest of us continuing to pray. Really, the first step, the very first step on a discipleship journey is giving your life to Christ and receiving his eternal life. Yeah? And Jesus Christ is making the call to you today that you move out of neutral to actually having a relationship with him. It starts with relationship with the Father. And Jesus is the way to that relationship. accepting him as your Lord and Savior and being adopted into the family of God. That's the first step. That's the most important step, that you have been saved by grace and not by works, not of yourself, but by God, because he loves you. If you're in this place and you have not received salvation, you are not born again, you can just shoot up your hand, and today is your day for salvation. Today is your day for salvation. I see a hand over there. Today is your day for salvation, to become born again, to become a follower of Jesus. We can just keep on giving thanks to God and just praying. If you're up there and you're not born again, this is the very first step. You can just lead her here to the front. This is the very first step to take. This is your first step in the journey for discipleship. Even online at our hosting centers at the different locations, there is a pastor at the front or the hosting center coordinator at the front, and they just want you to come and accept Jesus, you know? Is there anyone else in this place? You have not yet made that decision, but you would like to do it today. Let's give her a hand clap. Let's give our sister a hand clap as she comes, as she makes this bold move. You're welcome. As she makes this bold move. Are there any other people out there? Could you help me do that good community evangelism and ask? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Welcome. Oh, welcome. Welcome to the family. Is your neighbor in relationship with Jesus? Has your neighbor taken the first step? Why don't you help me find out in case they're feeling shy to come? Just 1 minute. 1 minute of checking. 1 minute of community evangelism, so that no one is left behind. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome them. Welcome them. Today is the day for salvation. They are moving from darkness into light. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there anyone else up there? Have the people upstairs done some community evangelism? I'm seeing someone coming from here. Glory to God. Heaven celebrates. Heaven celebrates. You're welcome. You are so welcome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome, my sister. Welcome. 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 Okay, I'm giving it 1 more minute because people keep coming. Doesn't it give you so much joy? Doesn't it give you so much joy? Even heaven is celebrating. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone back there? My husband is a pastor's kid. And so, for a long time, he thought like, yeah, your parents are pastors, so generally you have a relationship with Jesus. But one of his dad's friends, who was also a pastor, told him, you're not going to go to heaven just because your dad is saved. So you could have been, you know, grown up in church. And you're like, I go to church every Sunday. But it's a personal decision. You make a personal commitment to follow Jesus. So one more time, are you out there and you have never confessed Christ as your Lord and Savior? Just one more moment for you. And then we're going to pray together with our brothers and sisters right here. Yeah? Anyone else back there afraid to walk to the front? Your neighbor can walk with you to the front. Is everyone upstairs born again? Have the people upstairs done some community evangelism? Yeah? Okay, why don't we pray? Why don't we pray? You're just going to pray after me, okay? You have people behind you supporting you. Why don't we all pray with them, yes? Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for laying down your life for me. Right now, I confess that you are Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father apart from you. I confess that I am born again. I receive you in my heart. come into my life and do something significant with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I want us to do some good warnings to the devil, okay? Satan, the enemy. Say, Satan, my covenant with you is broken. I now have a covenant with Jesus alone. By his blood, I will live and not die. I will proclaim the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My dear friends, just go on with Pastor Kathy over there. She's just going to get your contact so that we can follow you up and bring you up in the way of the Lord. Let's give God a shout of praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to pray with us even right before we close the service. If you're unwell in any part of your body, the Lord heals. Okay? By his stripes, we were healed. So I just want you to place your hand on whatever part of body it is. If you can't touch it, you can touch your heart. But then you might also be unwell in your heart. Not physical heart, but emotional unwellness. You can just touch your heart still. And I've also realized that sometimes when you have someone at home who's unwell, you can receive the healing for them in this place, okay? So I want to pray for you as well. If you have a relative who is unwell, who's on the sick bed, yes. Lord, we thank you because healing is the children's bread and we are your children. We receive healing and restoration in the blood, in the organs, in the cells. Everything in our body is well. Your spirit right now gives us God life, restores life and vitality in our bodies. We receive physical strength. We thank you, oh God, because your anointing also heals broken hearts. We thank you for the mending that's happening and the restoration of joy and peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You are blessed. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon you, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we share in the words of the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555. We're taking territory.